This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
We must begin by acknowledging a hard truth. We will not eradicate violent conflict in our lifetimes.
There's President Barack Obama speaking this morning as he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo and delivered his acceptance lecture there at Oslo City Hall. As if, not literally, of course, to answer that speech, however, we're going to take a look at a story that's developing in Pakistan and in Washington, D.C. Police in Pakistan say five U.S. nationals have been arrested after being suspected of planning attacks against American interests in Pakistan. We go now to Aleem Maqbool, Islamabad correspondent for our partner, the BBC, who is following the story from Islamabad, Pakistan. We've already talked about this from the U.S. angle. Our partners at the New York Times are reporting that the FBI is apparently in Pakistan, but possibly has not had access to these five individuals. What do we know at this point, Aleem Maqbool?
What we're talking about is five men believed to be between the ages of 19 and 25. They're now in custody in the Punjabi city of Sargodha. What we're being told by the local police here is that that FBI team has now interrogated this group of people. That isn't, I have to say, being confirmed as yet by the American embassy here in Islamabad. But the police are saying that these five people have been interrogated not only by Pakistani intelligence services, but also by the FBI, and that both organizations are sharing the intelligence. And these people were arrested in a raid on a house late on Wednesday used by an Islamist militant group. The police are not saying exactly what they're charged. They haven't been formally charged as yet, but what they're suspected of planning to attack. But they believe that they are a threat, but they're at the moment examining computer hard drives and some of the literature that these people had in their possession.
No indication, Aleem Maqbool, at this point that explosives were found or confiscated by the authorities. And as you say, this precise notion of the attack is right now not public.
No, they haven't said that. But remember, we're talking about a group of five people that were reported missing in the States late last month. Again, it's something that's not been confirmed by the American embassy as yet, but the Pakistani police have said that they have now made this connection, that these five people that they've caught are the very five that whose families reported them missing in late November. They had been worried and had asked for help in finding these five people because they'd found a leaving video. That's what's being reported. A leaving video was found in the States. They're all supposed to be from the Washington, D.C. Or Northern Virginia area, at least. In this video, there were scenes of conflict and a message that could be construed as a sort of goodbye message.
Martyrdom.
Calling for young Muslims to rise up. So clearly there are worries about these men, but as I say, they haven't been formally charged as yet. But what the police here are saying is that if they do find more evidence of extremist links, then of course they will be charged within 2 weeks.
Well, that's the issue. Aleem Maqbool, what would transform this from a sort of disturbing kind of travelogue and actual recruitment for terrorist activities? So that would be the next step here, right?
Yeah, well, clearly links with Al-Qaeda would be extremely worrying, and the kind of militants they met, whether they were here for training purposes to return to the United States or whether it was to carry out acts here. But as yet, this is all speculation. We're still waiting for hard evidence.
But very interesting questions. Aleem Maqbool, BBC Islamabad correspondent. We're covering this from both the Washington, D.C. angle and the Pakistan angle. Aleem Maqbool from our partner, the BBC. Of course, the story of five men detained in Pakistan, disappeared from Washington, D.C. Their motives and tactics yet unknown.